Monday night, Aleph Sivan. Where's my goodies? Rosh Chodesh goodies. Okay. So we're learning Chavis Halavos and we're learning Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. The rafters are packed. Standing room only. And, why don't you smile? I made a joke. It's one of the, you have to smile when I make a joke. We're up to Cheshbon, Ofen Acharasar, number 11 on page Reish Nun. Thing to think about number 11. And the funny thing, not funny, haha, but funny, yikes. The funny thing about number 11 is that in number 11 he goes to the classic definition of Cheshbon HaNefesh. As we keep saying that the Chavis Halavos' understanding of the words Cheshbon HaNefesh is not a reckoning, but it's something the Nefesh should be thinking about, like maybe it's Chishavon HaNefesh, who knows? It's what the Nefesh should think about. I think the cup's leaking. Is there a cup somewhere? In fact, I know the cup's leaking. Is there a napkin maybe? Okay. Anyway, so number 11 is to think about that you should make what we call a Cheshbon HaNefesh. What should you think about? You should think about your life, like Ed Koch used to say in New York, how am I doing? You should think about how you're doing. You're moving up, you're moving down, you're moving sideways. Are you accomplishing your goals? Are you happy about yourself? You wake up every morning with a feeling of dread. You wake up every morning with a feeling of disgust about what you did the day before. And you keep doing that. Think about what you're living about. Cheshbonu imnavsho al meshaover lo mimechayev. Think about your past, whether it's today, this week, this month, this year, this decade, this century. Ha'imu otziom, how did he spend his time? Come on. You gotta, it's one or the other. Ha'imu otziom b'mishmas Hashem. Oh, but Mishmas Yitro, how do you want to live? How are you doing till now, and what are you going to do from now on? Ba'moshol b'kach, how could you not think about this? K'mishamoshol ha'melech mamon lehotzio, the melech gave him money to spend, ba'ofen miofane hotzo'osov, he gave him money to spend for a specific thing. He says, here, take this money and buy staples with it. Buy houses with it. I'm giving you money of the melucha to do something with. The Hazira, and he warned them about Yosim Menemum or Shlobos Inyan. Don't go to Moshe's bakery and buy black and whites. I'm giving you the money to buy staples. I need staples. Bodio, and I'm telling you now that at the end of the year, of the fiscal year, my accountant's going to come and he's going to want to see receipts. And you want to see what you did with the money. I'm telling you now. Oh dear, we told him. Shiasa Imo Cheshbon, he's going to make an accounting for Toch Shnoso within a year. I'm not going to accept any excuses. I want to see receipts. I want to see bills. I want to see invoices. Shouldn't you think before you go into Moshe's bakery and buy that black and white? Amen Aroish Lo. Lachsho Vimnafsho. The sof kol tkufa b'toch shenoso, like after every week or every month, you pick a time frame, and within that year, later, you better go to the bank and see how much money's left and how much money you spent, and if the bills and invoices add up to whatever's missing, later makolam and amomen uvamehotzio, how did he spend it? The Yishmar Tomid be Yishmar Samoman, and when he has, and with the rest of the money, it's in the bank till he uses it again. Before the tax guy knocks on the door and says, okay, let me see all your records. What's he going to do if the knock comes on the door and he has no idea? He says, oh, let me get my papers together. He starts running around the house and he has some papers. This drawer, there's some papers in this drawer, and he has no idea where his bank statements are, and he doesn't know where his receipts are. He's in big trouble from the IRS. Board of Mas Hakhnasa. Valpi Moshel Ze'ochi, my brother, just think about the Moshel that Hashem gave you in a Shoma, and he told you, it's not a secret. There's going to come a day when you're going to have to make a reckoning. What did you do with the life that I gave you? You better make a cheshbon now. If you have all your invoices, if you have all your bills, what did you do with the money? How did you spend it? Did you squander it? Did you spend it when he told you to spend it? If it would be possible every day, and if it happened that you messed up in the past, okay, so instead of like, so good, so think about what you're going to do from now on. Don't say, what the heck, till now I was wasting my time, I'll continue to waste my time, why should tomorrow be different than today, I might as well just do the same thing. Don't say that. Don't like say, what the heck. Hashem, I'm not going to forget and like, okay, you know, he's a certain way, so that's how he'll be. Hashem's counting every day. V'lo haznocha, v'lo shikcha. For Omru, ki hayomim megilos, this is, I think, a very famous statement of the Chayyus HaLavus, one of the many famous statements. I think this is one of them. A person's days are like a scroll, and write in it your actions, you're writing your biography, you're writing your matzeva, you're writing your hesped. Whatever you want, people, just imagine your husband. You want people to say, oh, he knew how to surf the internet, mamish. I never saw anyone surf the internet like he did. Or he was so good in picking stock options. Mamish, you never ever in your life heard such a husband. I am 100% sure. I feel bad. I'll use them just as a marshal. Famous thing. Your life is a Megillah, and your actions are writing in the Megillah what you want people to read at your Levaya, what you want people to say about you. I'll share with you, it's very... My father's family all came to Eretz Yisrael in the 30s, 1930s. You know, I'm so old that when I say the 30s, I have to start saying 1930. In the 1930s. And they got caught up in the Zionist dream. And already, I think in Europe, they already got caught up in the Zionist dream. And all my father's parents were like super frum, regular European frumma Jews. But the children, most of them, my father's siblings all became not through. They all became not through. Maybe one, Yitzchak, was a little through, went to shul every Shabbos, maybe even every day. It wasn't Chal Shabbos, maybe. But they all never can. You can imagine their children already and their children's children. In other words, my first cousins once removed. Never. Anyway, so every once in a while I gotta go to another Levaya. My father has one sibling left, a sister, living in Givatayim, Dodi Yasa. Anyway, I go to Levaya, and Nehemiah usually comes with me. And we feel so bad for them, because they're not from, and they went through life, and it's so negative. Nobody has anything to say about them. Like, to us, what they say, it's comical. There's a grandchild that reads a poem. Like, they read a poem. Oh, Saba, you always smiled when we came into the house. And you were so full of life, and you loved us, and we loved you, and there was nothing you wouldn't do for us. And they have like a poem. And then they grope around like they don't have what to say. The guy's dead now, and like they say, oh, he loved pizza. He loved racing cars, something. Like, he really loved racing cars. Or he used to play with us with the bottle caps. You don't believe me. I shouldn't laugh. You're laughing. It's Rachmanus. It's Rachmanus. You ever go to a Leviathan not for a person? It's Rachmanus. They don't have what to say. It's like so sad.
That's why I didn't understand when you said you never heard of Espen picking stock options. This is what the kind of Espen you have.
Chinese, he's paying me back. He's not answering the phone.
If someone's a famous stock picker, that's what they're going to talk about at his Espen.
They don't.
Oh man, Nechemya paid me back.
She went to the movies every Wednesday night.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw them at Saver.
On the Saver.
She went to
a
show every Wednesday night.
It's not nice to laugh.
And Wednesday.
So wait a second, Ramosai, we're not that much better. I got Chas v'Shalom, but you know what? Because what do we care about? Oh, he played basketball every Friday. Mamish. I mean, I'm talking about us now. They met him every Friday. He used to read blogs. Oh, did he love blogs? Oh, wow, did he love blogs? Or, like, you know, he could fix computers. I never saw anybody able to fix computers like he fixed. Really, that's the saying. That's what you should think about. Okay, I'm not answering this one. He's paying me back. Okay,